entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to the Max and Max and Friends, and I've got an amazing show tonight. I say that every show because I think every show is an amazing show. Just the fact that you're here tonight on LA Talk Radio makes it a great night. We've got so much going on tonight, you guys. Tamara's going to get in the studio. She's running. She's messing with her headset. When she gets it all up, she's going to be on. We've got an amazing guest, Eddie Ross, coming on just in a bit. And we want your decorating dilemmas. What's going on in your household this year? Did you get your Christmas tree yet? Have you taken down your Halloween stuff, first of all? Hello, people. Have you taken down your Thanksgiving stuff? What stage are you in holiday decorating? That's what we want to know tonight, and we want to help you. So if you have any decorating dilemmas, call us. The lines are going to be open at 323-203-0815. I've got to mention, you were just listening to CBS News right before my show. Thank you, CBS, for keeping us updated with what's going on. All right, guys, check out eddieross.com. He's going to be on in just a moment. He has been everywhere. Forget Martha Stewart. Homegirl needs to move over because Eddie Ross is going to take her place. That's what we predict here. And, you know, we're growing here at Max and Friends because we now have Maria Papa Petros. She's our in-house psychic. We're going to have Dr. Rodney. You guys know Dr. Rodney. He's going to be part of our inner circle. And Dr. Rodney is going to be our health and our wellness guy right here, our guru. And we also have Michael Olajide Silk from Aerospace Gym. He's going to be our in-house fitness counsel. We've also got Wayne Scott Lucas as our trend person. He's going to cover his stuff for us and give us his always colorful take on what's going on in life. And of course, Rocco, and of course, Tamara, our in-house psychologist and sex doctor. Tamara, are you here yet, girl? Hurry it up. I'm holding down the fort for the both of us, and you're not even here. But that's all right. So we're expanding at Max and Friends, and it's going to be a fun thing. So before we go anywhere, I've got to tell people happy birthday, because we've got actual birthdays today. It's Edgardo's birthday today, and Kelly Rourke. Aaron Schaefer's birthday is coming up. I hear Tamara on the mic. Pull it up, girlfriend. What's up?
Max, I am here, brother. How are you?
You know, whenever I see your little, the little equalizer going, I'm like, Tamara's on the studio. She's on the mic.
I am so here, mister. Oh, my gosh. We were having trouble logging in here, but I am back. How is everyone?
Well, we're just fantastic, and we're so glad that you're here. That was intense, wasn't it, Tamara?
That was very intense, my dear.
But, like, good sex, that's intense, too, and that's why you are our in-house psychologist and sex doc, Tamara Bowman.
Yes!
So, girl, I was just letting everybody know with what's going on here. You know, we're expanding our circle. We've got an in-house sex doctor and an in-house psychologist, sex doc and psych, which is you. We've got Wayne, who's our trend guy and who's given us it all, who's our in-house stylist. We've got Rocco, who's covering the fashion field. We've got Maria, our in-house psychic, okay? We've got, and I've got news for you because you don't even know this, Tamara.
Yes.
We've got calls coming in, but wait one second because we don't even have our guest on tonight. We're just blabbing about Max and Friends. We've got our in-house Michael Olajide Silk, who owns Aerospace Gym, and Layla. They're going to be our in-house fitness people. And we've also got Dr. Rodney. He just confirmed that he is going to be our in-house health and wellness specialist.
Whoa.
Okay.
I love it.
And guess what?
Tell us.
We're having an amazing show coming up December 13th. Is it the 13th? I think that's a Sunday. Can someone let me know if that's
the
Sunday?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
December 13th.
We have Max's Favorite Things giveaway. I have about $20,000 right now worth of items that I'm going to give away to callers.
Oh, my gosh.
And every day my list of favorite things is growing. Things are coming in every day. Forget Oprah. She's moving on. I'm moving in. Martha Stewart's moving out. Eddie Ross is moving in. Eddie, pull up your mic and welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Eddie.
How's it going tonight?
Oh, my gosh. We're ecstatic.
We are so happy we have you here.
Are you?
Now,
well,
Eddie,
I'm so excited to be here, guys.
Let all of our listeners, radio's not a new thing for you. TV's not new for you. Media's not new for you. But for those who are tuning in, tell them who you are and what you do.
Oh, God. Well, I was a senior decorating / style editor for Martha Stewart Living. I went to Culinary Institute. I started off as a food editor for Martha. I worked at House Beautiful, TV Food Network as an in-house doing design director for all in-house production. So I've kind of been all over Top Design recently on Bravo, and now left and have my own design blog lifestyle business, EddieRoth.com.
EddieRoth.com. That's the truth. And that's a great site. I was on it. Not only do you have an informative site, but you're also selling great products. No, I shouldn't say products, but great finds. Treasures.
Yes. Yes, on Etsy, on our Etsy site, which Etsy is a great, it's kind of, I want to say, the new way, like when eBay was huge back in the day. I think Etsy's really come in and taken over, especially with vintage and handmade items.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
It makes it easy for you to find exactly what's going to fit in those pieces in your room to make it just right.
Totally, and especially right now with holiday, gift giving. I mean, you can go on to Etsy and find like the greatest little lady who's making the cutest ornaments out in like South Dakota. You know what I mean? For not expensive at all. I mean, you could really do a ton of holiday shopping on Etsy, and it's just a really cool site, especially when you get to support local artisans.
I'm big on that. I believe you got to support local artisans.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, that is so huge because that supports our entrepreneur spirit, too, and it just keeps us alive and growing our businesses that allows us to connect in ways that you can't find with some of the big stores.
Yeah, with the large chain retailers, you walk in and maybe you know somebody who's, working there, but you don't know the owner. You don't get to hear the exciting story or, oh, God, I made that one. That one was such a fun one to make. It's like you don't hear that.
So it's really great. There's a place up in Litchfield County I buy my soap from, this beeswax, the goat soap. And it's like they tell me about their goats and how they make it, and there's just something so charming. To
Is that Beekman?
I think it is. I don't take it often, so I don't know. No, I don't. Once I take the tag off, I buy it in bulk, and I'm just like ship it over. But it's like
I love it.
Like in Litchfield County, and they make like these goat soaps that are amazing. But it totally makes sense, because it's not made in China. You're not going to get lead fucking poisoning. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Let's keep it real. But you know what? Let's jump right to a question because people have been blowing up all day on Twitter. I've been getting messages for Eddie. We want Eddie's advice. So our first question is not for the holidays, but it goes back to a Chirka house, 1830. And it's a rambling colonial farmhouse. And most of the house has been updated, expanded appropriately. But the dining room, and of course, I get the question blocked, but the dining room has been updated, expanded, and so on and so forth. The dining room has not been retouched by the former owner since the 70s. So it's very traditional with the blue mauve wallpaper, brass chandeliers, and 18th century American style furniture and a Persian rug. Okay? The question is, should the room be painted red or is red over?
Oh my God, red is so over. Red is so 1995.
It's the White House. It's so like the Obama White House.
Well, what I think what that room sounds right now, so it's very traditional. And I think, as a former editor and an editor for myself, you want to update and make things fresh, but you also want things to be familiar. So moldings and, that's all very traditional. What you can do with something like that is you lacquer the walls. Like if you could lacquer the walls a really great, like smoky topaz color, which is still a traditional, which is still kind of a traditional color, but the update is by lacquering the walls in like this high gloss finish. Painting the ceiling, maybe a really beautiful like aquamarine blue, and then you can do that even in a high gloss and do all your moldings matte, which really it's kind of a really great contrast. The Persian rug, that I would definitely say, unless it's like a really, really good antique rug, I'm not too keen on them. I feel like it's very dowdy. It's very, I'm going to say it.
I've
got
to tell you from who this question came from. I know it's probably like one of those $100,000 plush Persian rugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the way of updating, if you can do that, is if you, like, cover the floor in sisal carpeting and then layer the rug on top of it, it could really give it a fresher approach than just, like, a hardwood floor with a, you know, Persian carpet on top.
Tamara, mm-hmm. I love people who know what they're talking about, don't you?
You know what? I really do, because I'm visualizing it, Eddie, as you're saying it, because when even as you're talking about the blue on the ceiling, I'm envisioning, like, that's opening the whole room up to where there's kind of like a sky. An illusion of a sky above you. Was that your thought?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when people say, oh, well, I have a small room, I can't paint a small room dark, a dark color, that's just bull.
Yeah.
You know, when you paint a dark room, when you paint a small room a dark color, you have, you know, really, you know, there's a lot of, like, myths about small rooms, too, where you can't put big furniture in a small room, it makes it crowded. You can't paint a small room a dark color, it makes it feel cramped. It's all, I don't think that's true at all. You know, it's really, you can do what you want to do just as long as you like it. I mean, just
absolutely.
As long as you're, you know, you have to make your space livable. As an interior designer myself, I don't feel like I can go into a space and say, you know what, you can't live with this, you can't live with that. Because, you know what, I don't live there. You
right.
know, it's all really personal to the person who lives there. You know, there might be a chair there who I just despise, but it might be an antique that they inherited from their grandmother, but it's just about now how to make it a little better. Maybe you're upholstering it in just a linen or a homespun linen, or maybe just a velvet or something. It's about updating classics to make them your own as, you know, you want to live.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We're getting live interactive right now from the person who gave us that question, and they are psyched that you said that because it's been a vote that they're not going to go red.
Oh, good.
Good. Yeah, red, it's just like I feel like when you say red, people here, it's just like, oh, just do that because that's what's very familiar. That's what you've seen in the magazines. It's like, oh, a red dining room. Or it's, oh, I mean, Max, I feel like it's very Greenwich.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is very Greenwich.
Well,
and on that note, that's where Eddie is from. Eddie is from the East Coast, so we're represented tonight. Mm-hmm. Eddie's from Greenwich, Connecticut, and I guess through the grapevine and through 6 degrees of separation, we've known each other.
Exactly.
But, okay, now we have another question. Moving on to holidays. You know what, Eddie? The holidays are here. I still have pumpkins at my home in Connecticut. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, since Thanksgiving was only a couple days ago, it's not so bad. I would say in the next couple days, definitely get
rid of them.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them and,
put
you know,
them in
start
a bag
putting up.
And throw them over the fence, right?
Exactly. Start getting out the, you know, the greenery and the trees and just getting your house together for the holidays is huge, especially for family and friends. If you're going to be entertaining or throwing a Christmas party, you know, do you want to take a little bit of downtime in order to, you know, pull things together before the real holiday rush?
Hmm.
Well, you know, I kind of get freaked out, Eddie. I was driving to Ameriparkway the other day and it was Thanksgiving and people had their freaking trees on the roofs of the cars already.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's
all right,
crazy.
Let's move on. What are the top three trends this year for holidays? What's going on? What are people buying? What's the look?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really think that the look right now, it's simple. I mean, I would say with everything that's going on, with just, you know, people are going actually more towards handmade and things that are more one of a kind than going out to, say, the large retailer and buying. They want something to feel more homemade, something that's made with love. And I think right now for the holidays, people are really staying home. They're doing things themselves. You know, they're not hiring the florist to come in and decorate their house for Christmas this year.
They don't have the
they're
money.
Doing it they don't have the money. I mean, you know, things that happened, you know, with everything with the economy, people are scaling back. So they want to be able to do little touches to the house that can really make a big impact.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, going to you know, a grocery store and buying just plain, simple green wreaths and then doing something to it by maybe going to the backyard and finding pine cones from your tree, adding it to it, using like that 1950s spray snow, which is totally coming back.
And you know what I love? What do you think? Do you love Michaels? I know a lot of places don't have Michaels. But
oh my God, I am obsessed with Michaels.
I love Michaels.
I'm upset. It's like you can literally go to a Michaels and find everything you can possibly need, and then you go to the cash register, and it's like $75.
Well, and you know what's so cool, Eddie? Do you find, too, that just because with the economy the way it is, there's a camaraderie or there's more of a collaboration with your family, like to maybe string some popcorn and allow that opportunity to relate more with your family just because you're having to be more creative together?
Absolutely, and I really think that this whole holiday season is going back to the basics. Mm-hmm. It's going back to what your grandparents have done. Going
Norman
back
Rockwell
to what
Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's not about a Donald Trump Christmas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not, you know, 12 karat diamond rings being. Well, I know in my family, but you know, I feel like even through the blog, and people really want ideas that they can do that is inexpensive but has a lot of bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I was just answering a question today on the blog about how can I make just simple greenery look like more festive, and something that's so easy about that. And I know glitter is so huge these days. Thank you, Martha Stewart.
All right, but wait, Eddie, because there's two types of glitter. There's like that cheap glitter that I can't stand. What's a really good glitter?
Oh, yeah.
A really good glitter, and I, again, here we go, plug for Martha, but Martha at Michaels is really, she does it.
I
mean,
what?
The woman.
Let's plug a caller, and then we'll talk about Martha. Caller, you're live on Max and Friend. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Eddie Ross?
Hi, Max. How are you? This is Madeline. I'm calling from Roslyn, New York.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
How are you?
And what's your decorating?
Good. We love your show. Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
I have a question about mistletoes. Is it appropriate to have a mistletoe at a holiday party? If I was, I'm thinking about throwing my holiday party this year, and I thought it would be really nice to incorporate a mistletoe. I just didn't want it to, you know, be tacky.
No, my God, a mistletoe, that is like a holiday party staple, you know? I absolutely, a mistletoe hanging in every archway of your house.
I say hang a mistletoe above your bed. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
Have you started Madeline decorating your house for the holidays?
I'm sorry?
Have you started decorating your house so far?
I have not. Are there any other suggestions that you can make to me to, you know, kind of not make it like a throw up of holiday stuff, just kind of make it very chic and,
you know, simple, you know, less is more. That's what I would say. You know, a lot of times when you look at some of the magazines, it's just like so overdone. I mean, there's greenery everywhere you look. There's like a reindeer. Like, I'm not into, like, little fake, as I call it, tchotchke all over the place for the holidays, like gingerbread nutcrackers, like all that. I think greenery and things that are natural, like on a bowl, on a table, have a large bowl of pine cones, and or on a side, an urn filled with antique ornaments, or just even really pretty simple ornaments that you can find at.
Well, that's a great idea.
Like, Michaels are really simple. The other thing that you can do is just use inexpensive ornaments, all in, like, maybe an unusual color. Like, when you're decorating for your house, you want your holiday decor to enhance your house. You don't want to take away from what you already have, especially if you have, you know, if it's been decorated, done, and it's absolutely beautiful, you can pull out. Christmas is not just about green and red. Like, that makes me crazy. Maybe in your room, I don't know, what's your color palette in your room, throughout your house?
You know, it's kind of neutral. I have a lot of creams. I have some silver accents. It's kind
pretty.
Of just a new, you know, yeah. It's a very simple home. My den's really simple. Everything's very clean lines. And you know, I hate when I go to people's house, exactly as you said, for holiday parties, and it's just so over the top tacky and just ornaments everywhere and sparkles and glitter. And I just kind of, in line with my house, very clean, very, you know, but very crisp, and to feel like you're in a holiday space, but without being it being so obnoxious over the top.
Absolutely. So that's where you can, maybe it sounds like if your house is all neutral, you can pick a color that you really like. Like this year, I've been really, I love that like magenta fuchsia color. I've been seeing a lot of really beautiful ornaments and ribbon that you could enhance your greenery with, where people wouldn't even think of that. The other color that's been huge this year for a holiday is lavender. And, you know, you can really do colors like that for the holidays mixed in with greenery, which really makes it feel holiday and not like absolutely crazy. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, like the holidays, you can do whatever color you want to make, just as long as it enhances your house and the greenery.
I love the idea of lavender. That's a great suggestion.
Well, and thank you so much, Madeline, for calling in. You have a wonderful holiday, and whatever you do,
thank
make sure you safe, and add lavender and add fuchsia and make your house fantastic for the holidays. And my tip for the holidays is the only way it's a holiday is if you invite friends. So make sure you get some handwritten invitations out this year.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, guys.
Oh, I like that.
Have a good invitation. Holiday. Good night, Madeline. So speaking of doing of writing, everyone, there's a great site, and Eddie, I'm going to let you know about this too. Red Cross is doing something for our soldiers, and it's called redcross.com/holidaymail. Check it out. Holiday Mail for Heroes is back, and everyone, get writing to them. So that's what I have to say about Red Cross. Thank you for that update. We appreciate you, Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted me to give a little shout out. But Eddie, you know,
that's
I'm all about
great.
Mixing bucciolati with home goods.
Absolutely. I love the mix of high and low. I think it's a complete art when you can walk into somebody's house and like literally pass out and be like, oh my God, this is absolutely gorgeous. But the other thing too, Max, it's like the same thing where I used to walk into the office when I was at House Beautiful, and I'd go downstairs to the ad sales department, and I'd see my friend, and I'd be like, oh my God, you look so hot. That outfit is so cute. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, I got it at Target. But it's about like mixing that high and low. You would never think it's a Target. It's from Target because she's wearing a Cartier watch.
I was just going to say.
It's the same. It's the same. It's the same thing about your home. It's about you know, you could have two really gorgeous expensive chairs, but then you can mix in an IKEA sofa. You know what I mean? It's all about that high low, and when you can get that mix to just that right. You know, percentage throughout the house, it's key. And and it's, you know, you can really decorate for not a lot of money, especially with, you know, like flea markets and estate sales and tag sales and antique shops.
And now
you know,
your website. And you've got
all on the web. Yeah.
Well,
and
we've got
a
caller, so call it. You're live on Max and Friends. Who's this? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Eddie?
No, was Ruby Reyes on the line of shit?
Who is this? Wow. That's what happens when you have live radio, but nonetheless, wow. I think someone's smoking a little weed for the holidays and called in the show tonight. Thanks for your call anyway. And if you're smoking out,
God, I love that.
It's red and green. Anyway. So, you know what? What do you think about feathers for the holiday? Because I just saw these amazing ornaments. They're glass, huge, about maybe 8 inches. Tamara, is that about a good size for you, 8 inches?
Absolutely.
And a feather inside. What do you think?
That's good.
Feathers are good or not?
Feathers are amazing. Oh, my gosh. They add to just that overall sense of feel good. You know, you just think about one of those touching your skin or just being next to you. It's very sensual. So I love that, especially if it's colorful.
Are feathers in this year, Eddie?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. For Halloween, actually, I made a feather wreath from a boa. I just bought these. I bought these boas actually at Michael's, and a wreath form, and I just wrapped the boa around in black, which made this black feather wreath. But for the holidays, you can totally make it in white and in like pink or like a light green, and it's totally in. There's something really, you know, that's like fantasy about it.
They're very sexy. But now,
they are. They're very.
Eddie, speaking
they
of
are,
white,
they very are.
Perfect segue, because white. Someone, Twitter, everyone, Twitter question. So if this is your Twitter question, hold on 1 second, because we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
I love me some Max Future. It's Shaquita calling from the streets of New York City.
Shaquita!
I'm back in town, baby. Hey!
Shaquita?
Well, Shaquita, we've got our decorating expert in the house tonight, Eddie Ross. Shaquita, have you been decorating your house for Christmas yet?
Oh, my God, no, I haven't started. I don't think so. I mean, I'm having my family over for Christmas, so I need some tips. What should I do? There are kids.
Oh.
There's kids? One of my brothers and sisters bring my kids over. What should I do, Eddie? Help.
Get
cages. For the holidays, you want to be able to have, I mean, it's a holiday that everybody needs to enjoy. And I mean, kids, it is a kid's holiday. You want things for them to do. You really want to make sure that, you know, the place is kid proof. Like, you don't want to, you know, for the holidays, you have candles, you have things all over. You don't want to have that, like, on the coffee tables, or they're going to be catching themselves on fire. But, like, have games. I mean, have them get involved. I mean,
guess how many wigs Auntie Shaquita has? Can we play that game?
You know what, Shaquita? Instead of getting instead of using a stocking on your mantle this year, put a wig on your mantle.
There you go.
Exactly.
You know,
well, Eddie was thinking a good thing is to have the kids, is for them to something to do. So I was thinking, how about if they do my makeup and do my hair?
You could be there.
Oh my God, totally.
I love that.
Lots of glitter.
Oh yeah, Eddie. Who's the best glitter this year? Martha Stewart, you were saying.
Yeah, I would say. I have to give props to Martha.
Mm-hmm.
But who would make the better for drag queen, Martha or Rachel? Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would say Rachel.
That's going to be a fantastic show. Hey, Shaquita, speaking of wigs and makeup, Eddie, you got a show tomorrow night, don't you?
That's right. That's why I'm back in town, baby.
So plug your show.
Tomorrow night, Bartina, it's just me on stage for an hour being as crazy and as retarded as I possibly can. And people pay me for that. I love that.
Well, everyone, I think the ultimate Christmas experience this year is having Shaquita come and perform opera Christmas carols at your house.
Wow. Oh, my God. Can you imagine a drag queen showing up singing Oh Holy Night at your house?
I'd love it.
That's the New York experience right there, honey.
You are
for the call. Max, I just want to call and say I love you so much. Thank you so much for the tips, Eddie. Everybody, certainly, Max is the greatest guy in the world, and I love him. And if he was gay, I would marry him, but time will tell.
I love you, too. Have a wonderful night.
I love you, too. Have fun. Thank you so much, Eddie. Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. Now, before we were talking about feathers and white, I mean, Tamara, just take over for me, because I need to take a minute.
I mean, that is so beautiful.
See, Eddie, things are always unexpected here. So you know what? This is the perfect time. One of my favorite things for the holidays this year, everyone, is Christmas music. I love Christmas music.
Ooh, me too.
Like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So don't kill me, because Norman Rockwell is great in a painting, but not on your radio. So on that note, I have found, because I am your amazing host here, Max, on Max and Friends, I have found you my favorite Jingle Bells. So Ronan, let's get Jingle Bells playing. It's going to be on my favorite show coming up the 13th of December. Stay tuned, because you're going to get a CD. Ronan, whenever you have a chance, I want to hear my version of Jingle Bells. Jingle bells.
what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open
to you, and happy holidays from Max and friends here on LA Talk Radio. What did you guys think of that, Tamara?
I loved it. That was just, I'd never heard anything like that. I love the way they brought in that record. That was awesome. I was envisioning myself under the mistletoe.
Were you? That mistletoe that Madeline, our guest, was calling about. I'd say put them in every room, right?
Praise Jesus.
Now, Eddie, I think we lost Eddie at that break, but we're going to get him back on the show right in a second.
Not
a problem. But you know what, Tamara?
Yeah.
The holidays I really enjoy. I think they're a fun time of year.
You've reached Eddie. Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. But if you think you're...
That's all right. You know what, Ronan? I told him to call in, so we're going to get a call from Eddie, and there you go. So he'll be back here in a second. You know, this is what happens when you go live and everyone's all over the place. But I'm going to bring it to you. Tamara, have you started decorating your house for the holidays?
You know what?
You're not even home.
I know. Not yet. Probably in a couple of days. But I love when you were talking about that glitter because, you know, I know what you're talking about. There's glitter that's kind of gross. That's that kind you were talking about, like maybe the big, thick chunks of it. You know, I love glitter that's like pixie dust. You know, it's like that real thin fine that just shimmers when you look at it and you can't even tell if it's there, if it's not just capturing your eye as it's shining. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I hear you. Well, you know what? I've got to tell you, I saw an amazing, these ornaments, Tamara, they're like glass ornaments and they have feathers inside. They're so beautiful. And you know, Shaquita said, what is this something, you know, for kids?
Mm-hmm.
I have an 8-year-old niece. You said it, Tamara. Get that popcorn string going. You know what I mean? Get it going with the kids. Get the cranberries out. Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And buy, I know it sounds tacky, and when we get Eddie back, we're going to find out if plastic ornaments are tacky. But we'll see about that. I'm going to try to call him personally on my T-Mobile Sidekick because that's what keeps me connected to my friends. So,
yes.
Tamara, why don't you tell us what you think is appropriate for the holidays?
You know what I think is, I love when Eddie said, just kind of go with the theme that you've got going on in your house and then just add that flair of color. Because I've got beautiful, rich, like Mediterranean colors, like enchanted green forest. And, you know, so I've got beautiful, deep, rich colors like eggplant, that rich purple. So what I like to do is just a splash of something that's not present. So, you know, I love bringing in like solid colored lights. Like, I love either white lights everywhere, or I've done like all blue lights.
I'm big on white lights. I think they're so beautiful.
Oh, me too.
Last night we were at a party, Christmas party, and they had all red lights. I wasn't so big of a fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The white just kind of reflects diamonds. I mean, there's something like a crystal feeling with that, that it's just rich. You know, you can never go wrong with white.
Yeah. And speaking of, that was one of our Twitter questions before we lost Eddie, but oh boy, we're going to have him back on before the holiday.
I know.
Someone wanted to know if it was appropriate to have a white faux Christmas tree.
Oh, absolutely.
And see, a lot of people, I asked that question today, and a lot of people said absolutely. And I said, you know, it all depends on the space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's such a hard thing, you know, to personalize your house.
Mm-hmm.
I like, if you have a traditional house, to do traditional. But, you know, if you're going to have a modern house, go white. Is that playing it safe? Who knows? That's why we need Eddie. But unfortunately, I think Eddie's on the road. I think we lost him for the rest of the show. So, Tamara, we've got our own little holiday special going here.
I love it.
Wasn't that a great song, that Jingle Bells?
Oh, my gosh. Just to have that music playing and to walk into decorations, I mean, automatically it just uplifts your mood. Like, I love going all out. I turn my place into a winter wonderland. You know, I've got this beautiful nativity scene, and actually I put it on top of this white stuff. It looks like a cloud or like snow, and then I put those white lights underneath it. So it's got a glow. It just like illuminates, and you're just like, wow, and your eyes just kind of drawn to, I've got like these angels that I'll put up, and I mean, it's simple. And it's just adds a touch of angelic, you know, just festive presence. And I think that that's what, you know, the holidays are all about, is gathering. And I love when you talk about, Max, you know, it's really about, you know, getting together. It's about, you know, being together, feeling each other, loving each other. You know, I think all year long is like a Christmas. I think every time we do our show is like Christmas, Max.
I figured, I said, you know what is the day that we're going to do a Christmas special for decorating the house? And I figured, you know what, it's after Thanksgiving. Today's the perfect day. Families are still together this weekend. You know, and I was like, this is the weekend. Weekend, we're going to have a show. I'm going to tell you about it in a minute, Tamara. But the weekend after that, December 13th, I am plugging this show, everybody, because it is Max's favorite thing giveaway. So I want you all to stay tuned, because I will be giving to callers some amazing prizes, and I will reveal my list of favorite things coming up December 13th on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We'll also, Tamara, my gift to you, I'm not telling you, because we're going to have an amazing gift to you.
You're so cute.
It's the holidays. Happy holidays.
I'm so excited. Max, now I'm all anticipating.
The holidays are something. My big thing this year, Tamara, okay, I got to tell you, my big thing, everyone, stop sending emails with holiday attached cards. I mean, I know I probably sound like the biggest idiot. Don't do it. Put your fucking computer away. Get out your pen. Get some beautiful stationery. My favorite stationery, I'm going to let you all know one of my favorite things now, is Pinator. It is the most beautiful stationery. Break that out. Get a pen. Get a beautiful ballpoint pen. Learn calligraphy. Do something with yourself this season. And write cards. Buy stamps. Go old school. They are sexy. They're hot. And you took the time to actually care about somebody, because emails are so impersonal. Invite someone. Do Christmas cards. Take pictures. Send them in the mail. I got two pieces of mail the other day. I was so depressed. I said, I want Christmas cards, Tamara.
Yeah. Oh, Max.
If I make my point, I'm angry.
Oh, God love me. There's something so personal about getting something that you can touch and you can feel. And it's almost as if you're exchanging energy, because their energy was put into it. And it's like an opportunity to receive them when you can hold it.
You know, there's nothing like, you know, back in the day, we used to do big photo shoots for our Christmas cards.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, what happened to that? Everyone now, you get your little camera, snap it. Do it on the computer, send it. Not cute this year. No.
No.
That's a big no-no for me, everyone. Get your pens ready and write your holiday cards. That's my tip for the holidays. As far as a white Christmas tree, I guess if you feel it, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, own your space. Own your space, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Tamara, I haven't started doing Christmas decorations. I still have pumpkins out. you know, I'm like, the Christmas spirit isn't really here yet. I get a little bit freaky with it because I'm like, we're still digesting Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? So out with the pumpkins. I'm going to go buy garland tomorrow. We're going to start the house. I guess that's when it really starts feeling like Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And another one of my favorite things is go traditional with cards this year, but spin the music. Like the remix I played of Jingle Bells tonight. I think it's fun because invite people to your house. What I think is very cool and sexy and very Aquarian, which I am, Tamara, is go traditional with one thing. So do a traditional invitation to invite people over for Christmas. And then when they get to your house, give them a little bit of a retro twist.
Oh.
You know?
Like, for example...
For example, the music that we had playing tonight, that
Jingle
Bell.
They're going to think
that, you know, they're coming to this sophisticated place. They're going to be dressed for the occasion. Then you've got that little sexy twist where you're going to bring the old with the new. And speaking of the old with the new, my vodka is out and in stores right now. .com.
Oh.
And purchase your vodka for the holidays.
Oh, my gosh, Max. That's so exciting. That is so exciting.
Well, I guess we got our show back. We tried Eddie. We love you. Everyone go to eddieross.com. By no means have we given up on you. Call into the switchboard. We're waiting for your call. Callers, call in. Tamara and I will help you for the holidays. That's what we're here for. And Eddie will have back on. At least we got him for a little bit, right? Cool guy. eddieross.com, everyone. Move over Martha Stewart. Eddie Ross is coming to town.
I love it. You know, And you know what else I love, Max, too, is by you talking about doing something a little retro. I mean, it can really bring up that nostalgic feeling where, you know, maybe some buried memories of, you know, good times of what it used to be like can come back. When, you know, like sometimes when you walk in and you can smell your grandmother's cooking or, you know, there's something about that.
You know, I just love that you said that, Tamara, because another great way to make your home smell like the holidays, take apple cider, even if it's old, take apple cider, cut up some apples, put in some cinnamon, and boil it on your stove.
Ooh, I love that.
Add some cloves, and just let it boil through the day on a low flame, and your house will instantaneously smell like Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I love that!
Right?
Oh, I love that. There's something about smell. Adding that is just like, and I know some of the finer hotels do that. Like they'll put scents through some kind of vent or something. And you walk in, it's like, it's just a homey feeling.
It is a very homey feeling. But speaking of the home, everyone, this year, even if your budget is tight, there's so many ways to go around decorating your house for the holidays. Like Eddie Ross said, go to Michael's. It's such a great place. Mix things. Find stuff in your house. I'm sure you'll have something and you say, you know what? I don't know if this is holiday or not. I think for the dining room table, get some beautiful crystal bowls. Go outside. Pick up some pine cones. Throw them in the bowl. Get some candles. Candles always make everything look so sexy anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'll hold down the fort tonight for Eddie. Eddie, we're sorry we lost you, but you're here in spirit. So, Tamara, when are you going to start decorating your house?
Oh, you know what? As soon as I get back in town, I think it's going to be, because I just got back to my brother and sister-in-law, or my family here. So, as soon as, probably on Tuesday.
Good.
How about you?
I'm going to start tomorrow. Are you buying a real tree or fake tree?
You know what? I love the idea of not cutting down trees, so I like fake trees.
Can I tell you the remedy to that?
Tell me.
One of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
You buy a tree that you're going to plant, okay? So they have those big, you know, those big, like potato sacks, the burl cloth wrapped around them. Whatever it's called. I'm tired.
Yeah.
So you buy those, you cover that, and then when you're done, you plant the tree.
Ooh, now I like that.
Don't you like that idea?
I love it. And then it stays alive.
It is, and you can go to Home Depot and get those trees. So get the tree that has the roots in the bag underneath. That would be a tree-based cover. And then when you're done with the holidays, plant it.
There you go. I like that.
We're giving back to Mother Nature.
Mother Nurture and Nature. Well, and then you still get the pine smell in your house.
You do. And if you have a fake tree, here's my favorite thing, my favorite little remedy to fix a fake tree. Go, I'm like covering the mic because I know I'm going to get ridiculed. Go to your local car wash and get the pine scent air fresheners and hang it inside the tree.
Oh, that's great. That's a great idea.
It's beginning to look a lot like a ghetto Christmas. Everywhere we go. Why not?
That is too great.
I definitely will not have a Christmas album like Regis Philbin this year, but that's okay. So the holidays are here, everyone. Indeed they are. Thanksgiving is over. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Christmas is just around the corner, 3 weeks from this Friday, everybody. So get prepared. Don't go crazy buying gifts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing better than enjoying your family. And you know what? Have an amazing dinner at home. Hire a chef. You know, do something extraordinary. You know, have yourself an amazing Christmas at home. Instead of going to all these stores and spending thousands of dollars or whatever, hundreds of dollars, whatever you can afford, do it. I think it's so nice. Have a chef, you know, or hire someone, a friend who can cook. It doesn't have to be a personal chef. And have them come and cook your family an amazing dinner a week before Christmas.
That sounds incredible. You know what else, too, I would suggest is, like, get together with your neighbors. Get together with your community and maybe everybody pitch in to where it becomes like this festive occasion where so many people are gathering together and reminding each other that we're not alone, that, you know, that what you do to another, you do to yourself. And so as you're giving, know that you're depositing into you. So extend that gratitude and that generosity to not just be for you and your family, but the families that are surrounding you and around you. Because, I mean, when we have so much more to contribute from every different angle of a facet of a diamond, there's just so much more richness to be experienced together.
And you know what? This year, I know the holidays are tough for a lot of people who have lost families, who, you know, family members who have lost pets. It's a very hard time of the year.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I have some sad news, Tamara. My Yorkie got hit by a car and got killed. 2 days before Thanksgiving.
No.
The day before Thanksgiving. Yeah.
No.
So, and I know it's so devastating for my family that he's not going to be here for Christmas.
Oh,
but I
geez.
Said, you know what? We have another little doggy angel with us. Mm. And a lot of people, remember we had Rolanda Watts on the show. Her dog died the day that she was on the show.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do for everyone coming up next week, we're going to have a show coping with the loss of a pet.
Oh, Max.
Because the holidays are tough and, you know, not only are you going to cope with the loss of a pet, but that show, I have a very, very strong psychic intuition, thanks to Maria Papapetros, that show is going to heal a lot of people with family members as well.
Wow.
So, you know, we're going to say it's the pet, but it's going to also transcend to your family. So stay tuned next week for coping with the loss of a pet, because the holidays is a tough time for people.
It is.
And we're going to make your holidays just a little bit lighter. So, going to teach you how here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio with my co-host Tamara Bowman, who I'm so glad sped across the mountains to get into the studio tonight.
Yes, I did. I wouldn't miss our inner circle for anything.
And girl, it is expanding.
Oh,
like
I love it.
Waist.
Ooh, I love
these
it.
Holidays. So
I love how much acceptance that we have on our show that, you know, so many, our inclusion is just now just growing exponentially. I love it.
You know, I have a great quote for people tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, everyone, the past is the past. Okay. So we've got to deal with now and what's coming up for us. And there's a lot coming up for us here on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. So my quote for you, everyone, is to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future.
Oh, I love that.
And I think that that's what these holidays are going to be about. If last year's holiday for you sucked, make this year something fantastic. And we have the power to do it, don't we, Tamara?
Oh, honey, do we ever. Do we ever.
So I look so forward to having a fantastic week.
Yes, love. Yes.
And this Sunday, we're going to have the show Coping with the Loss of a Pet. And then December 13th. the alarm because I have been through this before. Oprah Winfrey's giveaway is fantastic, but Max and Friends is going to have Max's favorite things, and I'm going to be personally giving them away to you callers. So write the number down, 323-203-0815. December 13th, Max's favorite thing giveaway on LA Talk Radio. Thousands and thousands and thousands, and I am not bullshitting you, of dollars worth of my favorite things. I can't
tell
what they are, because once they're released, they're then going to go on Fashion News Live on my list of favorite things. And I promise you all, I have some great taste.
Wow.
Look at my beautiful co-host. Hello.
Ooh, I'm loving it, Max. It's so exciting. I can't wait.
And I have a fun gift for you, Tamara, that you're going to absolutely love.
I can't wait.
You're going to love it. You're going to love
great.
It. So on that note of teasing everybody, we tease you always here on Max and Friends, and we want you to come back. And we want you to listen to us every Sunday night, 8 o'clock in L.A., 11 o'clock in New York. And wherever you are in the world, that's where we are at the same hour that we broadcast live. So always tune in to LA Talk Radio and LATalkRadio.com, Max and Friends. And if you missed any portion of our shows, or you love us that much that you want to hear us again and again, we have archives. So get them and hold them and press play. And let us be your lullaby to sleep and your wake up in the morning. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. But I'm going with it, Tamara, because we've got to wrap this show up like a burrito.
Bring it on.
So, and Tamara, I love you, love you. You and I have so much to catch up after the show.
Boy, do we ever, mister.
We're going to go there. We're gonna release the airwaves to the next host on LA Talk Radio while Tamara and I catch up after the show of Max and Friends.
Amen.
So everyone,
I love you too, Max.
Tamara, quote for the week.
What you do to another, you do to yourself.
And mine is to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Thank you for listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned for CBS News, because that's where you're going to hear the future of news broadcasting on here on LA Talk Radio, because we're going to have it every day after my show. And that's where you're going to find out what's happening in the world. Educate yourself, people, so that this week you have something to talk about. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you really soon next Sunday, 11 p.m. 8 p.m. in L.A. on Max and Friends. On
Good night,
LA.
Everybody.
Good night. Ronan, let's wrap it up.
You're listening to the Max. Only on L.A. Talk Radio.